الرجيم. I rush to seek refuge, the best protector, the powerful, almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed shaitan. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I begin, the gracious, the merciful. الحمد لله الذي لا تدركه العيون بمشاهدة العيان ولكن تدركه القلوب بحقائق الإيمان. Da'ala Bayamani, one of the companions of Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, asked Mawla Salli ala Muhammad wa ala about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, is it possible to see him? All of us, we are aware, it's a great deal of discussion about the Tawheed, monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islamic theology. And we are the follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. We believe, as Quran says, Allahu nur as-samawati wal ard, Allah is light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a matter, Allah is not matter. That's why he cannot be seen in this world and also here and after. Imam alayhi salatu wa salam replying to Da'la bi Yamani by saying, لا تدركه العيون بمشاهدة العيان. Do I worship one who I have not seen? Then he inquired, how you have seen him? Mawla alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied, eyes do not see him face to face, but hearts perceive him through the reality of belief. When we read Quran, always the striking word is Amanu, Ya Yuhalladina Amanu, believers. And Quran says, Yu'minuna bil ghaib, those who are muttaqeen, those who believe in unseen world. And Quran is not saying, Ya Yuhalladina, O those who worshippers. Quran says, Amanu, Iman, which comes from inner being of human being. قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْأَشْيَا غَيْرُ مُلَامِسٍ, he is near to things but not physically contiguous. When we say near, for example, you are near to me, or my clothes are near to me, near my body, attached to my body. When we say Allah is near, قَرِيب, what kind of qurba we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Imam Ali says, it's not kind of physical qurba. He is far from them but not physically separated. Allah is Ba'id, when we say far, that doesn't mean that physically he is separated. Muridun bila himmatin sani'un la bijarihatin latifun la yusafu bil khafa. He is far from them but not physically separated. He is a speaker but not with the reflection. Kabirun la yusafu bil jafa, basirun la yusafu bil hasa. He is great but cannot be attributed with haughtiness. Rahimun la yusafu bil riqqa, ta'anul ujuhun li'azamate wa chattajabul qulubin min makhafate. He sees but cannot be attributed with the sense of sight. He is merciful but cannot be attributed with weakness of heart. When we see, we love, we care about someone, we feel some kind of weakness in other person. When we say Allah is Rahim, rahmataka allati wasi'at kulla shay'in, Allah's mercy is embodied each and every atom of the universe, that mercifulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with the feelings. Faces feel low before His greatness and hearts tremble out of fear of Him. Jallat azamato. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Abduhu wa rasuluhu, we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is servant and his prophet. Wa nashhadu anna aliyan wa abna'ahu al-ma'asumina hujajullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We bear witness that Imam Ali and his pure progeny, those are the imams, are the leaders of humankind. Usikum ibadallah wa nafsi bi taqwallah wa ta'ateh. I advise myself to all of my brothers and sisters to be careful of our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because each and every moment we pass, each and every action we do is recorded. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Each and every action, you will see it. Quran clearly says. That's why Mawla Amin, again he advises us, انْتَفِعُوا بِبَيَانِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّعِذُوا بِمَوَاعِذِ اللَّهِ وَاقْبَلُوا نَسِيحَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ أَعْذَرَ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَلِيَّةِ وَاتَّخَذَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحُجَّةِ وَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مَحَابَ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ وَمَكَارِهَهُ مِنْهَا لِتَتَّبِعُوا هَذِهِ وَلَتَجْتَنِبُهُ هَذِهِ فَإِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ حُفَّتْ بِالْمَكَارِهِ وَإِنَّ النَّارُ حُفَّتْ بِالشَّهْوَاتِ. O creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek benefit from the sayings of Allah, from admonition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is a prescription for all of our diseases. A disease of soul are much more worse than the disease of the body. And our Lord Prophet says, when you take the prescription, you have to believe in total prescription, not partial prescription. So Quran is a total prescription for humankind. And if we follow closely, we will be cured from the disease of the soul. Seek benefit from the sayings of Allah, be admonished of Allah, and accept the advice of Allah, because Allah has left no excuse for you by providing clear guidance. تِبِيَانَ لِكُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Quran has made it clear, everything is clear, open. Has put before you the plea and clarify for you what acts he likes and what acts he doesn't like. Allah has made it clear what I like, what I doesn't like. So that you may follow the one and avoid the others. What should we follow? Those acts which Allah loves. Those acts Allah never likes, we should avoid. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Innal jannata huffat bil makareh. Paradise is surrounded by unpleasant things. What it means? That means if you want to gain, if you want to earn paradise, we need to work hard. It's not easy. Morning, get up and pray, leave the bed in this winter. If it is cold, and we never want to leave the bed because of the coldness, and we want warm bed. And that coming to Musalla, it needs courage. That's why Prophet says, paradise is surrounded by unpleasant things. It's not easy. Fasting is not easy. Offering 5 days prayer, five times prayer, not easy. It is difficult, but at the same time it is beneficial. And while وَإِنَّ النَّارَ حُفَّتْ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. This is very beautiful criteria to understand. While hell is surrounded by desires, surrounded by enjoyment, maybe a few enjoyment when you do something which appears good, which appears very beautiful, which appears tasty, which appears desirable, Prophet says it is the dangerous point where whenever you say, this is I like because I enjoy it, حُفَّتْ بِهِ الْمَكَارِهَا. This is nar, this is hell. And you are acting yourself, being in that status of hell. May Allah protect all of us. وَلَا قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. This is also a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very difficult to reject the Zalameen, those who are the oppressors, very difficult task. How to do is, there is a mechanism. Starting ourselves, first ourselves. When we commit a sin is a zulm. That's why Prophet Adam and also Eve, both of them, they cried out by saying, Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. We have done wrong to ourselves. We wrong to ourselves. Please cure ourselves. So first thing is, if you want to say against any enemy oppressor, I have to go against myself first. If I do not fight that fight of this self, I cannot fight the against the enemy, those who are fighting against ourself. So Quran says, do not incline to those who are unjust, lest the fire touch you. If you do that, if you incline towards that, that means if I am inclined towards the sin, fire will come. Likewise, if I incline towards the unjust people, those who are doing dhulm, Allah says there is no cure, but fire will come. The fire will touch you. So today we see in the Middle East countries why fire is touching them, because they are surrounded by the unpleasant events. They are surrounded by the oppressors. And they are not only rejecting the oppressors, but they are accepting the rule. And Quran is clearly saying there will be hellfire. You not in the akhirah, even in this world also. So don't la tarkunu ila alladhina zalamu fatamassakum an-nar. Don't ever incline yourself towards the zalimin. Once you do it, there is a fire will be there, and the fire you cannot reject it. So we see all over the world today, exclusively the Middle East, is becoming much more worse place where the cradle of Islam is there. Because we never followed the Quranic guidelines which Quran provides. This is the Suratul Hud, which is 11th chapter of the Quran, ayah 12 and 13. When you go home, please open the Quran and read Quran every day, and read it with careful understanding. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't you do ponder about Quran? Do you have locks in your heart? Quran says, don't put locks in your heart. Open, and with open-mindedness, understand clearly. Quran is saying, this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever does injustice, don't incline towards them. If you do that, the fire will be there. So we have to be, that's why Imam Asumin alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, in all of Imam Asumin, they were shaheed. Why they got shaheed? Because they never relied upon, they never believe upon the unjust people. They always rejected them. No matter whatever consequences, we no need to fear. We need to fear the fire, which is Allah says, Allah is promising. Salawat padi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. إن أحسن الحديث وأبلغ الموعظة الحسنة. The best of the admonition, best of God advice book, anything Imam Ali says, is book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأبلغ الموعظة. Very clear admonition, very clear advice which is been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mankind. وكتاب الله, that is book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد. وعجل فرج. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهدي ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه وأشرف برية بالقاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين, لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين صاحب العصر والزمان. أم أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. أما بعد, أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. Again, in the second khutbah, I advise myself to all of you, my brothers and sisters, to be careful of our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to be very vigilant when we act, because all of our actions are surrounded by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are onlookers are watching us. Our actions are recorded. Each and every moment of our life is been recorded. It will be reflecting in our life and the life to come. So we need to be very careful what we do. In this second khutbah, Alhamdulillah, last week's election in the Islamic Republic of Iran. I don't know how many of you are following it. More than 65% participated in the elections, where the Western media, they were predicting that there will be turnout will be very low because people are not happy, you know, in the sanctions are pinching, and also maybe the difficulties the Iranian brothers, they are facing. It's a very tough time now. Just now, yesterday, you have seen our son-in-law, Manana Asad Raza Sahib, Asad Jafri is here, and he said 1 kilo meat is $30. So in such a situation, believing in the system is a tough choice. It's a very difficult choice. In that system, people came out and they showed the support to the Islamic Republic. That shows no matter what happens, we are with Islam. We are with the leader. Salawat Padhi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah. Rahbar-e-Mu'azzam Hafadhahullah, while addressing the assembly of experts, he said people's large turnout in the election was in fact a divine blessing. It is a divine blessing. It is not the human values, it is the value which is, comes from the arm. And one should pray for God for this. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has given the guidelines, the guidance, inspiration to him and the mu'mineen to do this. For this huge turnout, I greatly thank the dear people of Iran. And he said, this election like awakening slap, wake up certain people who had raised imagination in their whims about the system and the people and put the reality before their eyes. He said, after the commotion that was created about the presidential election 2009, some had predicted that people have lost their confidence in the Islamic system in Iran. Alhamdulillah, last 2nd March, Friday's election has proven the other way. Proven to the world, no, still believe, people believe this. Islam is existing and this system will, inshallah, will prevail. Because it is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat Padhiye Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Biggest problem is the double standards of the world. And I don't know how long is going to be going on, but one day we have to come to conclusion it's not going to be dragging for a long time. Because the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Zalimin has to be eliminated. Madlumin has to take care of themselves. Alhamdulillah, Bahrain's a very great scholar. Last Friday, he called for a massive demonstration for today. Today on in Bahrain, more than 50% of population, they were on the street after this Juma prayer. And they're shouting for nothing, for their own rights. And give us what we need to be given. And you cannot dictate us. Before they used to say, we want a reformation in the system. Now their demand is no. No reformation. Get out of here. You are a slave of others and you are not serving Muslim Ummah. This turnout is also a beautiful lesson for all of us. After all these problems, still our brothers and sisters, they are struggling to seek for their own rights. And we, all of us, we have to pray for them. May Allah give more courage and to stand against Fir'aun of the time and Namruds of the time. Salawat Padhiye Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Rajil, for as you have seen last week's our Sunday in Toronto demonstration against the tyranny, also alhamdulillah in that cold weather, many of brothers and sisters, they were there to say against this tyrannical system. Thousands of Iraqi marched today in support of Bahrain revolution. And thousands and thousands of people, they were on the street shouting against the system of the West and asking for the prevalation of Islamic system in all parts of Muslim Ummah. And that time is coming very soon. Salawat Padhiye Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Oh. I don't know how many of you are aware this week is the week of support for Israeli apartheid system. It's in Ottawa. This in the University of Ottawa, they have held this event that shows it is not the Muslims, the non-Muslim also emerging to believe this wrong system is wrong and injustice, they should not be prevailed. Justice should be prevailing. And last week, on 27th, and before last week, there was a boycott pamphlet has been given. The court has, the case has gone in Washington court. The judge has ruled the freedom of speech has the power. Anyone can in America do this kind of thing. That means you can go against Israel's products and you can boycott them in Washington. Look at the system, which is so shows so human values cannot be removed when reality comes to on the ground. And we need to believe, we need to have that faith. So now no need to get afraid of, get out and say it clearly as they are doing to us, we need to do to these alameen. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There is a beautiful online web page which is free speech, and it's a beautiful page, and I think all of you, all of us, we need to see it. In California, the California State University System has sent a letter in response to a Zionist group rejecting their claim that Ilan Pape, an Israeli historian and a frequent contributor to the electronic intifada, and he is a Jew, and he is rejecting the Zionist system. And he openly saying, criticizing, he critical toward the system of the system of Israel and injustice of Israel. That shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this love of madlumin in the hearts of, in the midst of the zalimin. It is not from outside. It is not Muslims are those who are fighting. It are the Israelis, those who are Jewish people, they are saying this is wrong. So we need to cooperate, we need to open, we need to do something which is very important. And this week we have for the our brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters, holiday, it's a March break. The time of Fursa, we need to do for these kids something, which is actively they are participating in some of the activities. Otherwise, this energy, free time, leads to a very wrong venue. As Hadith says, Lamhatul Fursa, Lamhatul Shaitan. Free time is Shaitan's time. So human beings should never have free time. Always occupy yourself. I ask our young brothers and sisters to have 1 week program for yourself, and you take care of yourself, rest a lot, at the same time, not to waste time and energy, because this time also has to be answered in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My blessings to all of you. I hope all of us, we are being parents, we guide our children, and exclusively this 1 week, and be vigilant not to send our children in the hands which may lead to destruction of our children. And we have to be very careful their friendship and with whom they are going, with whom they are associating, because association with the bad people give result, the bad result. And may Allah give us inspiration as Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu salam, Ram, salam, cries out by saying, oh Allah, give me help, lend me your hand to upbring my children and their religion, their bodily needs, and their morals. These three things are very important. Akhlaq, adiyan, abdan, and akhlaq. Adiyan is religion, and abdan is bodily needs, and also akhlaq is moral needs. If these three things has been given guideline from the parents, inshallah our future generation be protected in this part of the world, or at this time of the world. May Allah give us inspiration, tawfiq, to be a good Muslims and to be an ideal for others, to be mentor for the others. May Allah that give that, because Quran has asked us to do so, because you are ummat-e-wasat, Ummat-e-wasat means you go between. When you see, when people see us, people should remember I'm a Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam. When we see I'm a Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to remember Allah subhanahu ta'ala. So it is our duty, and this duty has to be fulfilled accordingly. May Allah increase our tawfiqat. May Allah give us inspiration to be very healthy and very, very powerful to reject all the ideals which is being propagated in the Western society. In Ahsan al-Hadith, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. وعجل فرجا اللهم صل على محمد ابي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وصل على علي امير المؤمنين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وصل على فاطمه الزهراء سيده نساء العالمين اللهم صل على وصل على أئمة المسلمين الحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد ومحمد ابن علي وجعفر ابن محمد وموسى ابن جعفر وعلي ابن موسى ومحمد ابن علي وعلي ابن محمد والحسن ابن علي وقائم المهدي اللهم صل على محمد حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك الذي يملأ الأرض قسطا وعدلا بعدما ملئت ظلما وجورا اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وسراياهم ومرابطيهم في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهل وتذل بها النفاق وأهل وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا بينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله فإنه ذاكر لمن ذكره وأسأل الله من رحمته ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار بمحمد وآله الأطهار إن أحسن الحديث وأبلغ الموعظة الحسنة كتاب الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا